Hi everyone, my name is Gene Gonzaga. I am 23 years old and I'm currently a fifth year senior here at San Diego State University. I was born on December 3rd, 1982 in the Manila, Philippines. I moved to the U.S. when I was 2 years old and I first lived in the Chula Vista area. My family and I moved to the San Ysidro area in July of 1987. I have two wonderful parents who have made me who I am today. I have a younger brother named Gabe. He is 19 and is currently a freshman here at San Diego State. I have a younger sister, Valerie. She's 7 and she's in second grade. She also wants to attend San Diego State University, so there are potentially 3 future San Diego State graduates in the family. I attended Montgomery High School for 3 years before moving to the Fresno area in the summer of 1999. In June of 2000, I graduated from Clovis West High School in Fresno. I received a scholarship to go to Fresno City College in the fall of 2000, but 3 weeks into the semester, I decided that school was not for me at that point in my life, and I essentially dropped out of school. So from the summer of 2000, or the fall of 2000 until the summer of 2002, I took a 2-year hiatus from school, 2-year break, just basically to find myself and to discover myself. And during this 2-year break, I had different jobs, I traveled quite a bit, I read many books, I met many different people, and had some really profound life experiences, and it just made me realize that I wanted to help people who are in need, and I wanted to pursue a profession and career that would allow me to help people. So in the fall of 2002, I resumed school at Southwestern College, where I went for 3 years. At Southwestern, I obtained a transfer studies degree, and I was able to transfer to San Diego State University in the fall of 2005. Right now, I'm currently a psychology major / pre-med, but I'm considering in minoring in cellular molecular biology, or if I feel quite adventurous, I might even double major in cellular molecular biology and psychology, but I'm not entirely sure at this point. My future goal is to become a pediatrician. I love working with kids, and also I want to do research on childhood-related cancers, because these diseases and cancers are very devastating, and much more work needs to be done in this field, and hopefully I can contribute to this field at some point in my life. In high school, I had intended on being an English major and being a sports writer for Sports Illustrated, but like I said, during that 2-year hiatus, this changed. But at heart, I'll always be a writer. I do enjoy writing, and I find that I can express myself better through writing than spoken means. I'm currently single because I think having a girlfriend at this point would just complicate my life and make life for me much more hectic than it already is. Some of my hobbies include reading, writing, music, movies, just being with my friends. I enjoy beating my friends at Jeopardy. I enjoy board games, and living in San Diego, naturally, I love the ocean and going to the beach during the summer. And even now, I mean, going to the beach is possible all times of the year in San Diego. Well, enough about myself. The purpose of this recording is to basically answer the question of why am I here? Why am I in physics? And perhaps, firstly, I'm in physics because it's a prerequisite for other classes in medical school, but secondly, more importantly, I feel like physics is going to be a learning experience. It's something I enjoy. I do enjoy problem solving and the diagramming, reasoning, solution method preached by Tony this semester seems very clear-cut and efficient, and I never knew this method until this semester, so I feel like I can take this method on with me to other sciences and other classes, so it's been very helpful. But physics is a very practical science. It's something we can apply to our daily lives, everyday situations, and physics also allows you to take what you learn and to apply it to new or novel situations. Chemistry, physics, biology, all of these sciences allow you to do that. So I think this is the essence of learning. It's the heart of intellectual development, taking what you know and applying it to something that is unknown, and perhaps discovering something new and different. going to school in San Diego has probably been one of the greatest experiences, if not the greatest experience of my life. I've met and become friends with some truly great, gifted, and intelligent people. And this may sound like a cliche, but my education is something that can never be taken away from me. Maybe if I develop Alzheimer's, it will, but hopefully I don't develop Alzheimer's. A lot of learning occurs in the classroom and from studying textbooks, but I also believe that a lot of learning occurs outside of the classroom from interactions with people and conversations with professors and roommates and coworkers, and just living in general can be a great learning experience for everyone. My philosophy to life is perseverance and balance and being a well-rounded individual. I think you must take everything in moderation. Balance is the key. And yeah, I guess that's it. So thanks for listening and have a great semester.